Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. I want to thank Jason for engineering the broadcast. And today and this week, I want to thank Rich Sheehan for keeping the seat warm while I was busy working on the farm. You know, we had a couple really nice days, and winter's approaching. It's going to be freezing very, very soon. And we had to get the equipment into the barn, check all the antifreeze, make sure the batteries are charged, move hay, move fencing, and those kind of fun things. So that's what I've been doing for weeks now, but we had two last good days of opportunity, nice weather to accomplish those kinds of things. So that's what we did. And all hands on deck, the whole family was, you know, working on these projects, last-minute projects for the winter. We had a cow a couple years ago run through the side of a barn, and, you know, one of those metal-sided barns, took out the purlins, took out the siding, and so I bought the metal years ago. All I had to do was put it on. So one of the boys and Mrs. Finelli and I were out there with pinking shears, a cordless hammer screwdriver gun, and a level, and some 2x6s, and a cordless saw, circular saw, and we put the barn back together, and it's great. So we won't have to worry so much about little critters, you know, the size of mountain lions getting in there and tearing up the equipment, you know, that's locked up in the barn. So I'm all excited about that. And today, I'm excited to be broadcasting with America's only full-time correspondent from Australia, Gwyneth Isaacs. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
The weather is really nuts. And, you know, I've been watching the chemical spraying that is, you know, Joe is turned on the chemical spraying, and the weather's crazy both sides. It looks like there's storm fronts coming. There's a deluge in Washington State. Cars were floating, houses were underwater, and I guess that's what he does. And all he has to do is say, "Knock it off." But nope, not Joe. Joe is in the demolition business. Absolutely, he's destroying this country, and he's running a race with Dictator Dan in Australia, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. And, you know, Dan Andrews, he's just on another level. He's just, the names that he gets given around here are things like Kim Jong Dan, Dictator Dan, you know, Mousy Dan. I think you get the picture. But, the pushback is definitely there against him, and he's got a piece of legislation that he's proposing that will basically give him dictatorial powers, and to declare a pandemic any time he sees fit, no matter what the circumstances are on the ground. And, not only him, but any future dictator state premier after him. And, basically will enable him to hold the whole state for ransom forever. so that he can get whatever he wants. That's basically where this is going.
Do you think this is going to go the same way that that it went in Nazi Germany, where there were some false flags, and Adolf Hitler became dictator for life? Do you think it's going to go the same way?
I was just going to mention that.
Okay.
A large number of somebody over the last few days, over the last, I would say, 5 days especially, have gotten very, very upset and have actually camped out on the doors of the State Parliament building on Treasury Place in Melbourne. And on Sunday night, Monday morning, some of these people who are camped out on the Treasury steps were former tradesmen who were tradesmen up until a few months ago. And, then Dictator Dan put in this vaccine mandate for all construction workers. And so if you didn't want to get the vaccine, the deadly inoculation, if you didn't want to get the deadly inoculation, then you immediately lost your job. And so there's a lot of out-of-work tradesmen with tools lying around doing nothing. And so apparently some of them got busy on Sunday night heading into Monday morning, and they built a gigantic gallows on the steps of the State Parliament, and they hung an effigy of our dear leader, tongue-in-cheek, sarcasm there, Dictator Dan, on the gallows. And, this is just me reporting what's happening. And the news media here has spoken about very little else since, except for this particular event. And I'll bet you in America have heard nothing about it, right?
Right, nothing.
Not a peep.
No, we haven't heard a thing, except that the closest we've gotten to that is a guy with an airplane did some acrobatics and some script writing in the air. And he wrote just a few letters about what he thought about Joe Biden in the sky. And that made the news. But
did he do fine writing of "Let's go, Brandon"?
Well, actually, what he did was he drew a picture of a guy's hand, and he must have been short on fuel because he couldn't get all the fingers the right length. He only got one.
Yeah. Yep.
And then there was a reference to the guy who soiled his pants. That guy, the plagiarist. The guy, there's a belief that he a rumor that he had a stroke, and that he's been kept out of sight because he had this stroke. Now I'm saying this is a rumor. Okay, I've heard this,
yeah,
but I have no way of authenticating it, and so I would say at this point it's not true. But there are all kinds of rumors out there, and even the people who admit that they voted for him and supported him are now saying that he hasn't done what we thought he was going to do, and they should be ashamed of themselves for supporting this guy and his regime. But,
yeah,
Gwyneth, I think there's something going on that's bigger than this. You know, the public school systems the FBI has been tracking the public school protests, these family members, these mothers and fathers, mostly mothers, because a lot of fathers don't have the guts, but the mothers do. And they stand up and they challenge the school board members, the city council members, the town council members about, you know, this homo agenda, this trans agenda, you can be any sex you want agenda, the Black Lives Matter, the critical race theory, all this nonsense that is being taught to our young, impressionable children. And so they're standing up. The parents are standing up, and what the government has done to support them is they thought they should bring in the FBI to track all these mothers and fathers who want, you know, the school system to be the way it used to be when they were children, where they learned about reading and writing and arithmetic and history and science and practical things. So they've had it. And so the government is now tracking, the FBI is now tracking these parents. So I wonder what's going to happen to them. Are they going to be beaten or fined? And you add that to all the other things that are going wrong in this country. And you add to that, you know, Alex Jones. Alex Jones was just found guilty over his trial without a jury. They would not let him have a jury trial. They found him guilty. As I've read, this is what was reported. I don't know Alex Jones. I've never talked to him. Never corresponded with him. So I don't, you know, this is not first-hand knowledge, it's just what I've read, that he has been found guilty, and it's going to, you know, cost in the millions, depending on the level of the fines. And it could take a toll that's so great that it could harm his broadcasting. It really could. So you look at that, you look at John Stadtmiller, and, you know, some people think that, how's that possible? How's that possible that John Stadtmiller died? How's it possible that he died of a heart attack? Was there something nefarious about that? I have my thoughts on that. I have not expressed them yet. But I knew John Stadtmiller. He'd come to our house. We spent a lot of time together, a lot of time. At his house, at the farm here, in vehicles, at events. We broadcasted side by side. He broadcasted from our studio here at the farm. The same microphone that I'm using, same chair, sometimes side by side. And I broadcasted from his chair, same microphone, same studio in Round Rock, Texas. What happened to John Stadtmiller? I am not convinced that it was simple. I am not convinced that. And then you have Jeff Rentz. Jeff Rentz driving along, and all of a sudden he flips into a ditch and almost dies. Unexplained.
When did that happen?
A couple years ago. And I talked to him about
it. That's right, he did.
Yeah, I talked to him about that. I called him up and talked to him about that. And, you know, I asked him if he'd like to come on there. He said he does not do interviews. But he would with me. Unbelievable. He said he would.
Wow.
And I haven't taken him up on it yet, but I'd like to talk to him about John Stadtmiller, but he really didn't know John very well. So of all the broadcasters, I think I was the closest to John Stadtmiller. Now, there have been people who have been on the air with him a lot, but I don't think they were closer than I was. And I'm saying that I am not comfortable with him just dying of a heart attack. So that explanation does not set well completely with me. I think there are other mitigating circumstances, facts, etc. And why am I saying this? Well, Alex Jones, Jeff Rentz, John Stadtmiller. Who's next? Who's next? Huh. You fill in the blank. Or blanks. Gwyneth and I will be right back.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, you think I said something a little uncomfortable?
Yeah, I think that you're absolutely right. And I just want to say that I thought that it was very unusual last week with how the Victoria Police were all of a sudden treating the demonstrators with so much respect. And they were almost being nice to them. Okay? Now, and then this happened. And then suddenly the, all the news media over here goes into an absolute conniption fit and starts calling these protesters extremists and murderers and, you know, that they should all be arrested and what's the Victoria Police doing? They're sitting on their hands, yada, 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 yada. And I think that it's entirely possible that the Victoria Police could have built the gallows on the steps of the State Parliament. Because, you know, thinking back, there was, reports going back, you know, 2 and 3 weeks, that there were some Victoria Police members were getting kind of upset with their own team's behaviour. And were taking their uniform off and were actually joining the protesters. And I don't trust them at all. I don't trust them as far as I could throw them. And I think that this whole gallows thing could absolutely be a false flag. And, you know, to demonise the protesters And I just want to mention as well that they're saying, oh, they're threatening the Premier's life, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Personally, I think that they could have just been, could have, because I don't know, I don't have anything to do with these people, okay? I live all the way out here. I live like 200 miles from them. I haven't left my farm in over a month, okay, to this craziness, this later stage of the craziness began of mandatory vaccine mandates or basically, and if you are caught out and about without a vaccine, then you can be seriously fined or imprisoned. You know, that's basically how the law is here, so I don't want to go out anymore. And I'm not even kidding here. This is how the laws are here. And so I just haven't left my farm. I've just occupied myself with growing vegetables and, you know, looking after my chickens and my horses and my dogs and so on and so forth. But, you know, so I don't have anything to do with these protesters, but I think me just playing chess, okay, just analysing what I think their motivations could be, is that they might just be reminding the Premier of the Nuremberg Code, because he's absolutely in violation of the Nuremberg Code. Daniel Andrews, the whole lot of them, they're all in violation of the Nuremberg Code, you know. And it's not pleasant for me living here, you know. But I've got a farm here, and I've got a family here, and I've already fled multiple times in my life from this sort of tyranny. And I've had enough. And I'm digging my heels in. And if they wanna, you know, put in a dictatorship around me, well, I'm just gonna make my farm the nicest place to live that I possibly can. Hope to sit it out, you know, and other people might call me silly or whatever, but, you know, I've had enough in that I've had enough of running and hiding, and I'm just gonna, you know, what they're doing is that they're actually destroying themselves. I don't have to do anything to destroy them. They're destroying themselves. And all I have to do is sit back and wait for them to finish destroying these dolls, which should take about 2 or 3 years. And then maybe I can, if I'm still around, which I should be, you know, then I can help to rebuild once they've completely destroyed themselves. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. But they probably won't realize it until they kill the guy who makes the donuts. We'll be right back.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Jury deliberations in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial continues Wednesday. Protesters demanding conviction are attempting to sway the jury with loudspeakers and boisterous comments. Many law experts say the prosecutors failed to deliver a case the jury can't convict on. Journalist David Webb on Fox News says he's seen this mob mentality before.
I saw this in Ferguson. I was there the night the verdict came down outside the police station and the firehouse. And throughout the trial, they did the same thing in St. Louis. They tried to turn the jury. Good jurors won't go for this. Yeah. Good jurors have the law.
The House will vote Wednesday on a resolution that both censures Republican Representative Paul Gosar of Arizona and strips him of two committee assignments. Gosar is facing censure for his posting of a cartoon video on his Twitter and Instagram accounts showing the death of Democrat Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York and attacking President Biden. USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
As Border Patrol agents on horseback trying to protect our border from the mass influx of illegal immigrants entering from Mexico, we're slandered by the Biden administration and mainstream media as whipping children. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee questioned Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas Tuesday on Capitol Hill.
What about the issue with your Border Patrol agents recently being accused by some folks in the media of whipping illegal immigrants, when in fact they were not?
The independent investigation will determine the facts, and those facts will drive the outcome.
It should be noted the Inspector General will not investigate the incident. Former Acting ICE Director Tom Holman tells Fox News Mayorkas is lying to Congress.
I watched the hearing, and I saw the Secretary of Homeland Security under oath lied to members of the Senate at least six or seven times, and I counted them and I wrote them down. And the question about the Horse Patrol, how dare he say independent investigation? When that video came out, he said he saw no problem at first. Then afterwards, he followed the mantra of the media saying he was appalled by the video. He did one interview, he says he can't believe Border Patrol weaponized horses against children. But then he says it's an independent investigation. You got the president, vice president, the secretary of Homeland Security made their judgments already, and they said it on national media. And they expect an independent investigation by the very same people that work for the secretary? You know, it was a ridiculous concept, but he lied.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Keep it. God, you're take my. When you go to the season, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Matthew, you're talking about false flags and. In 1773, the United States, December 16th, 1773, the Sons of Liberty in Boston, Massachusetts, threw some tea into the Boston Harbor, and they dressed up as Native American Indians. That was probably one of our first false flags here in the United States, what's now the United States of America. So there have been false flags for a long, long time. The Nazis had false flags, and under one of those major false flags where they burned the Reichstag down in Germany, that enabled Adolf Hitler to become the Führer. And so it's happened plenty of times, and there's plenty of precedent. So you know, if you, when you said that it's possible that the police built the gallows, absolutely. And I've been talking about Operation Gladio, G-L-A-D-I-O, and the Russians got blamed for everything. Everything that they could blame on the Russians through Operation Gladio, the CIA did. And so, and things that the Russians didn't even do. And it's been happening for a long time, including with the election of Donald J. Trump, you know, the Russians, right? Blame them. I'm not saying that they're all good, and I'm not saying we're all good, because we certainly are not good. We're the Americans are pretty violent people. And we've had a lot of wars and a lot of conflict and a lot of killings. And Operation Gladio, you ought to either pick up the book or get the audiobook of it, class, or just look it up. Just go to the internet, and unfortunately I'm going to say YouTube, but you can go to YouTube and you can type in Operation Gladio and you'll learn all about it. Well, not all about it, you'll learn some of it. You'll get the thumbnail of it, you know, within a couple hours you get the gist of it. I'm still working on it, and I've got, you know, over 12 hours spent, and I still don't quite understand all of it. So, Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, because of the circumstances around this, the fact that, the especially ABC local radio this is Australian ABC, okay, Australian Broadcasting Corporation. They have not shut up about this all day. And I was listening to the radio while I was doing my farm work today all day. And I would periodically just get really angry and just start shouting at the radio, which would have been really amusing for anyone who was watching. But there was nobody watching except for God. And so he was probably, you know, having a bit of a chuckle at me. But that's okay because, you know, I understand God and I think that he understands me better than I understand him. But, you know, this is it. Hearing the people call in on their talk shows on ABC radio, especially, and I'm going to call her out, Nicole Chvastek. You've probably never heard of her, but she has the Drive Time show on ABC Local Radio 774. Nicole Chvastek, what are you thinking? What are you doing? You are destroying your own country, Nicole Chvastek, and you know better. And I had a good mind to call in myself, but I've tried calling an ABC talkback. And I generally get put on hold. I think I might have gotten through once or twice. But even for fairly innocuous topics, I don't know, I think they must just, go and Google my name or something. They probably do use Google and, you know, see all the nice things that are on the, government monitoring sites that they write about me. And, then I get told, oh, sorry, we've run out of time. Or sometimes they don't even do that. Sometimes they just, you know, say, we've run out of callers today. We're going to have to just, let you go today. And I go, oh, yeah, all right, see you later then. And, you know, then you get some guy who's, you know, absolutely nothing against truck drivers, but you get Joe from Mildura who's driving his tomato truck, and he calls in and says, oh, yeah, he thinks that everything's fantastic and Dan Andrews is doing a great job, mate. Yeah, all those people who built that gallows on that state parliament depth in, oh, yeah, they're obviously the bad ones. Yeah, well, they should just get their vaccine and shut up about it. And yeah, this is the level of the talkback. And then it's like, oh, what's your favorite movie? You know, what pop song brings you nostalgic feelings? You know, And I was thinking, what am I listening to? You know, how does anyone actually listen to this? This is what was making me angry. You know, and there is no talk radio in Australia except for the likes of Nicole Chavastik. This is it. And I'm thinking, you know, and there's a few others as well. There's Fran Kelly, and she's much the same. You know, there's a bunch of other ones, you know, Linda Mottram, and, you know, just assorted other names. They're mostly middle-aged men. Oh, sorry, woman. Oh, that was just an honest slip of the tongue there, okay, Vincent? But, you know, yeah. they're almost always feminist, is what I should say. they actually work in the ABC studios, either in Melbourne or in a regional centre like Ballarat or Bendigo. And, you know, they have to go through 5 sets of security to get into their radio studio. And, you know, they're obviously receiving a nice big fat paycheck to say what they have to say and to sell their souls and to sell out their whole state and to not tell the truth and to keep all the sheeple, you know, really anaesthetized before that big old butcher's knife at the abattoir figuratively comes along and destroys them. Now, everybody who's a regular listener on this show knows that we don't promote violence here. We don't tell anybody to ever go out and do anything violent. And I think that if anyone ever did, Vincent, that you'd probably throw them off the air. You know?
Oh, if someone promoted...
Being,
yes, absolutely. Absolutely. They'd be gone.
Being destroyed.
They'd be gone.
Our state's being destroyed.
If someone came on the air and promoted violence and live, they'd be off the air live.
Yeah.
You know, there'd be no taking them out to the woodshed. And I've done that. I've actually thrown one person off the air who's a dear friend of mine because he just couldn't remember the protocol of not swearing. I literally threw him off the air, on the air. So I'd certainly do that.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah, please continue.
Yeah. And it's like we're getting destroyed in the state, okay? And it's the public face of the destruction is Daniel Andrews. But the private face is whoever's pulling Daniel Andrews' strings. Because you can guarantee that if anyone ever took him out, if anyone ever did genuinely put him on a gallows, there'd be some other person in the background who would be lining up, putting their hands up, jumping up and down in the back of the class, just begging the teacher to make them get up in the front of the class instead of Daniel Andrews. Because he's not the one who's in control. He's just their stooge. He absolutely is. And he's a very efficient stooge, and he's a very nasty stooge, but he is just a stooge. And I'm sure that they've got 12, 15, 100, 1,000 other stooges lined up behind Daniel Andrews, ready to step into his shoes the moment if and when something ever happens to him. Okay? This is how it goes. They have got our state by the throat and they are strangling it. And I can see, you know, I was thinking to myself as I was, you know, collecting my firewood this afternoon, and I had a thought, and my thought was, well, you know, in 3 years' time, I'm just, in the next few weeks, I'm going to have my 47th birthday. And I thought to myself, gosh, in 3 years' time, I'll be 50 years old, and most of the rest of the state will be dead because of what's happening if it continues, which I can't see it changing. I can only see it getting worse. 90% of the people in the state will be dead, and I'll be 50. And I was like, what can I do? There's nothing I can do. All I can do is these radio shows and try and wake people up to the insanity. And the only thing that we can do is just not comply, just not go along with it. That's all that we can do, you know. And enough, if enough of us just simply refuse, peacefully refuse to comply, then there's no way that they will be able to conduct what they want to do. But the only reason that they can is because the other big news report of the day is coincidentally 90% of the state has now received two, or will have in the next few days, received two inoculations of the death jab. And they think that everything's going to be fine and the state's opening up and, you know, yay, we're all going back to work and, you know, go down to the pub again, go to a concert, you know. I never mind all those people who haven't received the jab. Oh, that's their fault that they're shut up on their own properties and can't go anywhere or do anything. You know, this is it. This is the public attitude. And if I wasn't hearing it on these sorts of talk radio shows, I would hardly even believe it. But these people, there is actually a good proportion of the population that are actually unaware sheep and that are going along with this, and they can't even see that they've already signed their own death certificate, that they are dead men and dead women walking, and they've done it to themselves. No one else has done it to them. And when they begin to get ill, when they begin to die...
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The Mech Tech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
In Australia. Gwyneth, you were talking about how people have gotten the kill shot on their own volition. They have willfully submitted themselves, put out their arm, and said, stick me, please. They've done this. And how do you feel sorry for these people? I mean, is it that they are just watching the news, you know, ABC, CBS, NBC, and following the herd? It seems like there is a reward that companies must be getting. Now, I don't know this for a fact, but it seems like in my world that companies must be getting a reward for or being punished or rewarded and or punished regarding the kill shot. Like, I know a guy, our family knows a guy, who works for a small company, and they were told, a government contractor, you will get the kill shot. And he said, no, I won't. And they said, you're fired. It's as simple as that. Our daughter knows a guy, lives in the same village. She sees him, and, you know, they're friends. Neighbors, if you will. He got the kill shot. He got COVID. Now he's as sick as can be. There was a nursing home, I believe it was in Connecticut. It might have been another state up there. Going by, you know, I just perused the article, and eight people all got vaxxed at a nursing home. They all died. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I know a guy, and I've mentioned this over the years, a very dear friend of mine. His name is Paul. He lived in the same village we live in right now. He had cancer, and he was doing okay. And he had a doctor's appointment. You know, the next day, and I said, Paul, please, your doctor's going to say you need the flu shot. Please don't get it. Please. Okay. Promise me, Paul, you're not going to get it. I promise. Checked on him on the next day. He said, you're going to be really upset with me. I got the flu shot. He was dead in 30 days. So why would anybody with, I don't know, maybe an IQ above 71, accept an injection into their body of an unknown substance? Why? When RFK. RFK Jr. says that there are more people that have died from the vaccine, that's in quotes, than have this particular COVID vaccine, than have died from all the vaccines for the last 30 years. How about that?
And yet, hurt.
Yeah. And what's happened to him? They said, no, that's not true. That's not true. He's, you know, he's making this up. Gwyneth, I don't get it. We are outnumbered. Now, let me just tell you one other story. I was watching a video, and it was of a march. It was a march in downtown Los Gatos. Los Gatos is in California. Los Gatos is a little tiny hamlet. And a lot of Silicon Valley people live there and work there. And so this was an anti-hate march. And they had faggots of every different flavor you could think of. They were marching. There was a guy with pink shorts. They had the rainbows. They had stop the hate, stop the hate. You know, stop the hate signs. And it was like, it seemed endless. I mean, there were well over 1,000 people. I'm thinking it's close to 2,000. It's a little tiny hamlet in California. And this hate that they are marching against is Lindley. Because Lindley went to the town council meeting and she wanted to stop the teaching of this homosexual agenda. So it's Lindley and a couple of her friends. They went out on the sidewalk where the mayor lives. They had a bullhorn. And it wasn't a big crowd. I mean, everybody there would have fit in one van. The turnout against Lindley and her friends is over 1,000 people marching against Stop the Hate. They didn't say Stop Lindley, but that's what they meant, in my opinion. It's unbelievable. I don't get people. I don't understand them. It's okay to convince your child in the public school that he can be a homo, she can be a homo, they can cross-dress, be queers of every different kind of flavor, that's okay. But if you speak out against the school board or the town council or the city council, then you're a domestic terrorist. Really, it's upside down, inside out, and backwards. And that's what George Orwell said. He said, it's going to happen. Black will be white, up will be down, inside out will be outside in. It'll be all backwards. And here it is. Here it is. I'd love to hear your comments when we come back. George Orwell didn't say inside out, though. That's me.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.